Bottom seven. The Brewers are running out of outs, trying to get the equalizer against Ben Schrader. Benny's been good. Got that shutout going right now. Randy is. He's got six blanks up on the board, and he's trying to keep them up there.
Absolutely. Keep finding that strike zone if you're St. Martin's Ben Schrader and doing what you've been doing. Don't try anything fancy. Luxembourg, of course, they're frustrated right now, Kirby. You've seen a lot of guys shaking their heads. This Brewer team's used to hitting.
It's not doing it.
They've only got two hits on the board tonight against Schrader. See what Derek Orth has in mind.
Hey, this guy could change that quick, fast, and in a hurry as Dio steps into that left-handed batter's box. Schrader's first offering on the corner for strike one. Lux hasn't they've had Beckman at third base back in the second inning. That's the only time they've had a guy make his way to third. As this pitch hit on the ground towards second, third hop for Arsenal. Tanner flips it over to Brady Goble for three to retire Derek Orth for out number one.
Tanner didn't have time to wipe the dew off of that baseball, did he, Kirby?
No, you got to get moving. You know Orth's running hard. That'll bring Will Beckman to the plate. Beckman into the batter's box. And Schrader back out on the bump here in El Rosa. Scott Leeser warmed up earlier, but as of right now, it looks like the game is Benny's. Now, granted, after throwing earlier today, he probably doesn't take too long to heat it up. What do I know, though? I mean, maybe it takes him a good 10 minutes. I don't know.
He's got one of those special arms, Kirk. He really does.
He's quite the talent.
He's got one of those baseball mentalities like it's, I don't care. I'm here to win today. I'm here to pitch. I'm here to do anything you want me to do.
Win this pitch, win this at-bat, yep. Win this inning, win this game. 1-0 pitch cut on and missed by Beckman. Evens it up at 1-1. Schrader, the right-hander, is 1-1 offering. That is in there for a strike with the hook, moving our count to 1-2. We have seen some pitching today, Randy. I mean, from start to finish on our games this morning. Actually started in the afternoon. They were scheduled for this morning, but our four games today, it was an arms race today as Schrader's 1-2 pitch on the corner, strike three. Beckman out on strikes looking for out number two, sixth strikeout for Ben Schrader.
Just spot on there, just spotting those pitches so well. And we can't forget Luke Jokela last night, too. I mean, he had a great game for Richmond. The kid looked good on the mound.
So two gone, and the batter will be Brady Kenning. As Kenning into that right-handed batter's box. Schrader's first offering in there for a strike. Attack, attack, attack. That's what Ben's been doing here on your Saturday night. Gets the first pitch strike, the all-important strike one to a lot of these guys. As Schrader right back, his 0-1 offering waved at and chopped, Just got a piece of that, did Kenning. Brady had a solid single. They went back-to-back singles in the second. For Beckman and Kenning, Randy, that's their hits on the day right there, just those two in the second inning. Coincidentally, that represents half the hits in this game coming within a couple minutes of each other.
Those are your 6-7 hitters.
0-2 offering from Schrader. Off the corner right there. Moritz tried pulling it back in there. No love from Ricky. Moves our count to 1-2. Ben steps off the back of the rubber and adjusts his ball cap. Maybe thought he clipped a corner right there. Should the inning extend, on deck is Luke Schmidt for Luxembourg. As Schrader ready. Right-hander rocks and fires. His 1-2 offering, that's hit in the air to short right field. Coming on, Schlungen. Matthew makes the catch. And it's another clean one for Benny on the bump. Retiring the Brewers in order. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We have played seven. My play-by-play duties for the evening have come to an end. What do you think? Should I leave you fly solo, go see what that beer's all about, or should I hang out
no,
with you?
No, I want you to stick around.
I'll stick around with you, Randy.
Why don't
you
do that?
I got two more innings in me. Randy Rothstein takes you home for the eighth and ninth, coming up in a minute on Chasm Radio.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you're looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, they've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, they're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring you the best meat to your table. They invite you to try their products today and join their growing family of satisfied customers.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Stop it at QPC Store, and for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op 320-987-3297.
Randy Rothstein back with you here at El Rosa. Night baseball in Region 15C. We had a good one last night. Got another great one tonight. 1-0. St. Martin leading Luxembourg here in the top of the eighth inning. It's the top of the order for the Martins. Zach Moritz, Brian Schlungen, and Kyle Leeser facing right-hander Reed Funnenstein. Funnenstein's given up just the 2 hits to the Martins, and ironically, those 2 hits never factored into the run that the Martins got. Pitch to Zach Moritz, a strike, and now a ball, and 1-1 to Mr. Moritz.
Gumby, when do the lights go up here? Uh-oh. 89, 88? Okay.
Ball and a strike to Zach Moritz. Here's the pitch from Funnenstein, and a beautiful pitch there. Strike 2, 1 ball, 2 strikes. 1-2 the count. Reed Funnenstein kicks, delivers, and Moritz lays off the high fastball in the count 2-2. Zach so far tonight, 0-for-3 out of that leadoff spot. Ground ball to third, a strikeout, a fly ball to right field. The pitch. That bounces in front of the plate and over the catcher Beckman's head and the umpire's head. The count full, 3-2. That's what you want, that plate area to be hard. Ready is Funnenstein. Pitch on the way. Moritz, ground ball to short. Ethan Fruth in on the grass. High throw. Lanko will put the tag on Moritz and called safe. So,
be an error.
Yeah, going to be an error on the throw by Fruth that pulled Lanko off the bag.
Ethan charged that so well, just threw a little high. Lanko had to come off, spin, swipe tag, whiffed on it.
Whiffed on the tag, yep.
So we'll see if one catcher bunts the other one over right here.
It's Brian Schlungen. Funnenstein, quick throw to Lanko, and Josh had a go out in front of Zach Moritz, who had already slid back into first base to go grab that baseball.
Throw some of these over about as hard as he does the
plate. He does. That one was coming. Schlungen looks to bunt, and that was up by his head as he bailed and ruled the ball 1-0.
That curve again. Because Beckman kind of received that almost like he's tried sticking it for a strike.
Yeah. 1 ball, no strikes. Moritz will get a small lead over at first. Quick throw again by Reed Funnenstein. Back safely is Zach Moritz. You know, Zach doesn't have much room there, Curb. That lead that he's got right now might be it. With Funnenstein's move like that, I don't know if you get off anymore. Schlungen looks to bunt, and he bunts right through it. In the count, 1 ball, 1 strike. On deck, Kyle Leeser for the Martins. 1-0, St. Martin leading here in the top of the eighth. This is a state qualifier game, and you got to believe both teams know it here late in this ball game. All of a sudden, lots of strategy going to play a part in the outcome yet. Pitch inside to Brian Schlangen. He lays off of that fastball, and it's a ball, 2-1.
He tried bunting for a hit, maybe, his first one. That one he squared very early, and sometimes that messes with the pitcher when that bat's just sitting in there,
yeah,
waiting in the box.
Yeah. Two balls, one strike, a throw over to first. Moritz back again. Zach will take his lead. Reed ready on the mound. And the right-hander comes home, and Schlangen again missing that bunt, or he foul-tipped it into the catcher, Beckman. And the count, two balls, two strikes.
Guys that are tough to hit are tough to bunt too, Randy.
You got it. Yeah, that's why you don't see it in the major leagues a lot, Kirby, because it's tough to bunt a major league pitcher.
Yeah,
absolutely. Moritz a lead. Vonenstein comes home. Schlangen swings and misses. He's out on strikes, and that is a huge strikeout for the right-hander.
11 for Rito. Yeah, none bigger right there. Moritz stays put at first. Keep the force on with Leaser coming up. Schlangen unable to get the bunt down, then the punch out.
Kyle Leaser hit by pitch by Funenstein back in the first inning. Since then has flied to center and an excuse me swing that had the ball just rolling down the first baseline. Lanko flipped to Funenstein.
Hitless on the tournament for Leaser.
Pop up shallow right field. Run. JT is not going to get it. Moritz will go to second and big turn. You know, Zach didn't read that right off the bat, Kirby, because he could have probably easily been on third had he just taken off and run.
Yeah, I would agree. Just the seeing where JT Harn's playing, knowing that you're holding the runner on at first with Lanko, I mean, Fruit's not going to get there. That should have been an easy decision to go first to third on that.
So the Martins with runners at first and second, one out, and here comes Brady Goble to the plate. Brady, so far tonight, is a 1-for-3 with a couple strikeouts. Funenstein's pitch, and Goble takes low and inside a ball, 1-0. You're picking up our signal tonight. Having trouble on AM 1150, give a 107.7 a try, or 105.5 HD2, or you can always catch us on our stream, mychasm.com. There's a strike to Brady Goble, and the count at one ball, one strike.
The big spot right here, Randy. First and second, one out, cleanup hitter up right now. Opportunity for the Martins to tack on, but Brewers want to keep it right here. They haven't had hardly any success, if any at all, you could argue, against Schrader. Got to keep it 1-0.
Funenstein steps off the back of the rubber and chasing Zach Moritz back to second. One ball, one strike to Brady Goble. Here's Funenstein's pitch, and that bounces past Beckman, the catcher, and on to second and third. Going to go the Martin base runners. And again, that wild pitch, Kirby, has been the nemesis for Reed Funenstein tonight.
Infield's got to come in. It's an opportunity here for Goble, as Knauss is going to come out of the dugout, maybe going to have a conversation if they maybe want to put Brady on, Randy.
Face it's Tanner Arsenal.
You get the force everywhere that way. You could play back up the middle for a double play ball to get you out of the inning. Maybe that would be a decision that would be tough to be made because it is this late in the game, and you got to go. You got to throw that guy out at home.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, Luxembourg's looking at this, Kirby, and they're going 1-0. We can't let 1-0 be 2-0 or 3-0 anymore.
They're having a tough time getting one.
Yeah.
So,
got to figure out a way to keep this a 1-0 game and get a couple more innings of at bats against Ben Schrader.
It'll be the free pass, I believe. Oh, maybe not. I thought Canales pointed at Ricky Hendrickson, but 2-1, the count remains, and it looks like they're going to keep it right here.
I don't know, Hendrickson indicating something to the base umpire. Infield is in on the grass, anticipating possible squeeze, and 2-1. Again, it would be gutsy on Carl's part, but Brady takes a strike right across the plate, and 2-2.
It's a big strike, too, right there, Randy.
Taking all the way on that pitch was Brady Goble.
He's punched him out twice. He'd love to make it thrice.
On deck, Tanner Arsenault. Bunnenstein delivers, and Goble right on it. Falls it to the backstop. Count stays at 2-2.
With that fun part of the night here in El Rosa, Randy, where the crowd kind of silences as Funnenstein gets to his balance point. Like, hey, shut up. I want to watch this.
Yeah.
I don't care about your kids.
Two balls, two strikes. Ready again is Punnenstein. His pitch on the way. Goble bites off another pitch, balls it over by the third base dugout. Count at 2-2 yet.
Goble hanging tough in there. Got to put it in play. You can't strike out right here.
You look at all the pitches read through early in the game, Kirby, and the big right-hander still dealing hard fastballs and big breaking pitches yet. Two balls, two strikes. Fastball a little up in the zone, and the count full at 3-2.
Gutsy take right there from the young man.
Reed lobbying for that pitch to be a strike. Count full 3-2 with one out.
I'd hear that argument. That was a good spot.
Runners at second and third. Zach Moritz over at third. Second base, Kyle Leeser. Here's the pitch from Funnenstein. It's tapped foul down the third baseline. Orth comes right over by that third base bag and foul ground to scoop it up. Not going to let any odd hop come back on him.
Good on good right here in a good on good battle, Randy. These two competitors, no one wants to give in. Big spot in the game, top eight, state qualifier. Bedtime story stuff right here.
Absolutely. Reed Funnenstein from the stretch delivers to Goble in a swing and a miss. Reed won that battle with Brady Goble.
Third time he's punched him out. His 12th strikeout for Funnenstein. Infielders exhale and get back to normal depth, and it's up to Tanner to try to clutch up right here with runners still at second and third.
12 strikeouts for the big right-hander. That'll bring Tanner Arsenault to the plate, and Tanner has sandwiched a strikeout between a couple walks. He bloops this down the right field line. Josh Lanko giving chase, and Josh just about coming up with it. Long run for the Brewer first baseman. Moritz back to third. Leeser to second.
Lanko's had an interesting day on those pop fly foul balls. He's been chased a couple times.
Yes, he has. Boy, the night, the breeze is still now. Extremely calm out here. You feel the cold breeze coming in as Arsenault chases the high fastball. The count 0-2.
I feel like you were quoting The Gambler for a second there, Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, on a warm summer's evening. On a train, the tracks just behind us, bound to nowhere. Here's Arsenault, a swing and a miss. Down on strikes as Tanner and Funnenstein pitches out of a jam in the eighth. No runs, a hit. One error, two left on base, 7.5 innings. St. Martin 1, Luxembourg nothing. More baseball in a minute here on KSM.
Stony Creek Dairy is a five-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these five generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products without unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their vat pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-body flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments. Broadcasting from the Blattner Company studio, you're listening to your dependable neighbor, AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany on FM 107.7 day and night.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Ben Schrader will get the ball. Carl Leeser, Kirby Hemish, Twins update. They win tonight, right?
Twins win. Twins win. Two of three at least, or two games at least from the Jays, as they'll wrap it up tomorrow. Then, was it off to La La Land with the Dodgers?
Yeah.
Some tough sledding right here for the Twinkies. You said the Guardians were winning?
Guardians won.
Oh, they won.
They beat the Astros.
Oh, no. 4-1. I was banking on Houston this week.
I know. 4-1. The Guardians playing good baseball, too. Pearl Lake leading the Cold Spring Rockies 2-1 after six innings down in Eden Valley in Meeker County. Here up in the northern portions of Stearns County, it's 1-0. Pitcher's duel going here. Bottom of the eighth inning.
Haven't seen one of those all day.
No, absolutely not. Just good baseball.
Reller Leeser, that was a dandy. Get Harn versus Wentlandt. Then our last game, Van Beck, Reverman tonight. No slouch either. Schrader Funenstein. It's been fun, Randy.
It has been fun. 8-9-1 for Luxembourg. It is Luke Schmidt taking a strike call from Ben Schrader in 0-1. Talked about Reed Funenstein with 13 strikeouts. Ben Schrader's had six strikeouts. He's just been effective the way he delivers. Here's a drive to center field. Reeder coming hard, makes the catch for the out.
Squared up, and the Brewers haven't done a ton of that lately. Got a good chunk of it, but right on it in center was Nolan Reeder.
Schmitz hit a couple balls hard tonight, Kirby. His first out, fly ball to left field, this one to center field. And now Connor Clark to the plate. Connor has reached base once. He was hit by a pitch back in the third inning. Otherwise, a pop-up over the first as Ben Schrader deals to Clark, and it's followed back and out of play in the count 0-1. Eighth inning action, bottom of the eighth inning. One run, three hits, and an error for the Martins. No runs, two hits, and an error for Luxembourg. Those two hits coming back-to-back in the second inning for Luxembourg. Pitch high to Clark in the count. A ball and a strike. 1-1 the count on deck for the Brewers. It's Luke Harn. Here's Ben Schrader. The pitch to Clark. Squibbed down the right field line. Foul. Fielded by Tyler Stang over in that first base coach box. Tyler will get it back to Ben Schrader. One ball, two strikes.
Interesting that that ball stayed in play.
Right.
Four hopper to a first base coach. 10 o'clock hour. Probably wipe that one down.
Ben Schrader ready. That deliberate motion, and the pitch is a little bit high to Clark in the count 2-2. Baseball tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. We'll get another game, this caliber game. State tournament on the line. Richmond and El Rosa at 11. Ground ball, high chopper to Arsenault. Tough play. Tanner's got to rush the throw, and just in time to get Clark by a step.
Tanner charges those balls nicely, Randy. He comes, both of these middle infielders play deep, and both athletic enough to come up on a ball and get rid of it. And Tanner, it's so hard to imagine running one direction and throwing like straight to your left, basically.
Right.
But Tanner's
right.
Good at it.
Yeah, and basically that throw comes sidearm. It does. Yeah, as he flings it to first. Luke Harn to the plate. Luke 0-for-3 so far tonight, as he fouls this one off of Zach Morris. Behind home plate, Zach says, yeah, I'm okay. And the count 0-1. Well, it's one strike. Bottom of the eighth inning, 1-0 St. Martin. Ethan Fruth on deck for the Brewers. Pitch inside to Luke, and the count, a ball and a strike. Martin's playing Luke Harn pretty much straight all around. The pitch to Luke, a swing and a miss on that pitch in the count 1-2. Thought he might have got a little piece of it. Ball and two strikes.
My brother texted me and said the Springers made the state tournament today.
So they beat Moorhead last night.
Must have beat them again today.
Took 2 out of 3.
Swept the series.
Pitch 2. Harn just missing. And the count at 2-2. Yeah, the Springers taking on the Moorhead Mudcats last night at 7:30. Took them in game 2. This afternoon they were scheduled to play at 1 o'clock. Best 2 out of 3. The 2-2 pitch to Luke Harn. High ball three. And the count full at 3-2. It's just crazy how as you get farther along in a game, every pitch, every out just becomes more important, more scrutinized than it would be like it were the second inning, Kirby. Here's a foul back and out of play by Lucarn.
Might have helped that each of these teams' fans may have cracked a beer during their first games and continued indulging throughout the evening. 12-packs maybe beginning to talk a bit.
3-2.
It's going to be nasty right here.
And Schrader's pitch coming to Lucarn. On the way and fouled again to the backstop. So the battle between Harn and Schrader continues here this evening.
Brewers need a runner. They need someone to reach for Orth to even have a chance. Obviously, you need someone to reach to have an opportunity to win the game, but to give Orth a chance in the ninth, someone's got to get on. Is it going to be Luke?
Ben Schrader ready. Here's his pitch. Fouled again to the backstop. 3-2. Good at bat by Luke Harn.
Schrader not giving in either. Throwing him about 10 strikes. Luke's fouled off about 6 pitches.
Ben Schrader has the sign from Zach Moritz. And the pitch. Another foul ball by Luke Harn.
Survival mode right now.
It
Randy.
Is.
Whatever
survival.
You throw, I am going to foul back.
Both the pitcher and the batter not willing to give in. Two outs, nobody on for Luxembourg, bottom of the eighth. Martin's out in front by a run. Ethan Fruth on deck. Ben Schrader ready. The pitch. Low ball four. And what an at bat for Luke Harn to make his way to first base. For Ben, that's his second walk of the night. He has hit a man, and that's going to bring Carl Leeser out of the dugout.
I see a sweatshirt coming off a back in that dugout, Randy. I think it's time for old number 8 to see if he can put a pin in this thing.
Ben Schrader has given up just 2 hits tonight. He has walked 2, hit 1 man.
And here he comes.
That'll be Scott Leeser, and Schrader will not lose this ball game tonight. He definitely could be the winner. Scott Leeser in to try to close it down, Kirby. While we have a minute here, let's take a 30-second timeout.
Your smile with healthy teeth makes a first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime. The team at Albany Family Dentistry can assist you with all your dental needs to keep your teeth and mouth healthy. They offer comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-rays, one visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, teeth whitening, and so much more. Put your dental health in the care of Albany Family Dentistry. For an appointment, phone 1-855-845-8415. Good luck to all the area teams.
Scott Leeser on in relief of Ben Schrader here in the bottom of the eighth inning. One on, 2 outs. Kirby Hemish, you like the move?
I don't. I mean, no disrespect to one of the best in the area, but I just don't see how what Ben did other than throwing, you know, a very competitive at-bat against Luke Harn. If they got him to second base, maybe I could see it, or third, absolutely. But they haven't really touched him. You know, he walked one guy, and he threw that guy about 10 strikes, and he threw 4 balls before he threw his 11th strike type of deal. So I just thought it was an opportunity to let him finish this inning at least, maybe let Scott start with a clean inning in the ninth. But at the end of the day, you're bringing Scott Leeser in a 1-run game.
Exactly.
It's tough to call that a dumb decision too. So.
All right, into the batter's box, it's Ethan Fruth. Ethan so far tonight, 0-2 with a walk, and Scott Leeser's first pitch right down the middle of strike, and 0-1 to Fruth. Lucarne over at first base. Neither of these teams will be playing tomorrow, so they can let it all hang out tonight. The pitch, going on that pitch, it's Harn, throw to second. That's knocked down by Kyle Leeser, and a gutsy move by Chris Knaus, sending Lucarne on the second pitch. It was ruled a strike.
Morris throws higher. Harn's toast, but it was a low throw. KP couldn't really stab it at second. Now you got that tying run in scoring position. Base knock might tie it up.
You got it. Baseball, a game of chances, too. And there, the Brewers took a chance as, wow, Fruth fouls this one off through the trees. That was scorched. Oh, my goodness. If that didn't break a few branches going through that tree, I don't know what. No balls, two strikes. Leeser looks back to second. And the right-hander comes home. Squibber down the first baseline. Brady Goble fields it in foul ground, and the count stays 0-2.
That's where he gets tough. He's got where he wants you, 0-2. He can go three different spots. He can mix in a ball in there, a couple of them, because he's got some room to play with because he got so far ahead. Tough road to hoe for Fruth. He can shut me up quick, though, with a base knock.
Lanco on deck. Leeser looking back to second again. And Scott Leeser comes home. Here's a shot up the middle. Reeder coming, can't make the catch. They're going to send the base runner. Here's the throw to the plate. It's cut off, and the Brewers have tied it up here in the eighth. An RBI single by Ethan Fruth, the third hit of the night for the Brewers.
Huh. I mean, did Reeder think he was going to stop on that? Or it just didn't seem like Nolan was kind of coming all out to bring that ball to the plate, Randy. It seemed like he was really making a concerted effort to make sure it stayed in front of him, and he got a really nice big hop up to him. And I don't know, it just seemed like Nolan really didn't go all out on that.
Here's Josh Lanco taking a strike at the knees and 0-1. The balls, one strike, Ethan Fruth with his biggest hit of the day. 1-1, our score in the eighth. Lanco will foul it off, and the count at 0-2.
How big is that stolen base look right now?
Oh, it's huge.
Changed the game.
It's huge. It changed the game. Yeah, absolutely.
That base knock falls, and granted, you can't play baseball this way, but that base knock falls. You got first and second, two outs, and
yep.
Instead, you got to run in.
You got that righty versus righty like Lanco and Leeser are dueling right now. Ethan Fruth takes his lead at first. Brady Goble holding him there. The pitch. Lanco fouls it to the backstop, and the count stays 0-2.
Aden de Bruin in El Rosa, 1-1. Clutch heroics from Ethan Fruth right there.
Scott Leeser kicks and delivers. Going is Fruth is swinging and missing as Lanco. That'll do it for the Brewers in the eighth. They come up with a run on one hit. No Martin Ayers and one left on base. After eight, St. Martin 1, Luxembourg 1. We head to the ninth. We're back in a minute. Back in a minute.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation. We're proud to once again support the broadcast of the Region 15C Amateur Baseball Tournament. The fields in Meyer Grove and El Rosa are looking great, and amateur baseball continues to be a great sport to follow. West Central Sanitation is your local, family-owned refuse and recycling company, celebrating our 43rd year in business, and we serve much of central Minnesota. Hit a home run today and call West Central Sanitation at 1-800-246-7630. West Central Sanitation. Good neighbors you've come to trust.
The Greenwald Pub in Greenwald is the place for all your upcoming events, weddings, anniversaries, birthdays, bridal and baby showers, business meetings, and anything else. They will prepare the luncheon or meal to your liking for all events. They also do catering and rent out tables and chairs. For a large or small event, the Greenwald Pub will get it done right for you. Phone 987-3100 and talk to Jeff or stop in at the pub. Get your events booked for this year and 2023 at the Greenwald Pub. Good luck to all the area teams from the Greenwald Pub.
Welcome back to Al Rosa. We head to the top of the ninth inning. St. Martin Martins, Luxembourg now tied 1-1 as the Brewers picking up a run in the bottom of the eighth inning. Reed Funnenstein still on the mound for Luxembourg. Nolan Reeder, Scott Leeser, and Ryan Messer, the scheduled hitters, as Reeder puts a bunt down the first baseline and Funnenstein fielding that. Gets Reeder out.
Efficient right there for a guy who's thrown 8-plus now. One pitch, quick bunt out. You got the bottom of the order here for the Martins as right where Funnenstein wants to be in a tie game.
Leeser to the plate. Scott so far tonight 0-for-2. He had a sacrifice fly that scored the only Martin run. And Leeser slaps this ball to second. Up with it is Clark. He'll throw to first. And quickly, two down for the Martins here in the ninth.
Funnenstein, two outs on two pitches?
Two outs, two pitches. That'll bring Ryan Messer to the plate, or at least Ryan is the scheduled hitter.
I think we're going to get Avery Schmitz off the bench here, Randy. I see him looking for his helmet. 12.
Yep. So we're going to get a pinch hitter coming in for the Martins. Avery Schmitz will be batting for Ryan Messer. Ryan so far tonight 0-for-3. Avery, a left-handed hitter, will step into the batter's box.
Come in cold, face this guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Good luck. Avery doesn't, I don't know that he's really ever seen a pitch that he doesn't like, though, Randy. If it's in there, he'll give it a hack.
One of the few left-handed hitting Martin hitters in their dugout. I don't know if anybody else is left-handed. As Schmitz will foul it to the backstop. And 0-1. Ever since Nathan Schlungen left Kirby.
Yeah, when it used to be Sammy Rotstein.
Sammy Rotstein, yeah.
Kenny threw left, but he hit right.
Hit right, yep. Schmitz will take a breaking ball for a strike, and he's behind in the count, 0-2 to Reed Funnenstein. Avery Schmitz, the pinch hit here in the ninth for the Martins. Tie game, 1-1. Pitch high, that sails over Beckman's head and home plate umpire Henderson's head.
It was like 7 feet high.
It was, it really was. Beckman jumped a little, but with all that catcher's equipment on, we didn't see his true vertical.
Reed let go a little early there.
That ought to make a batter feel real comfortable. 1-2, and Schmitz gets caught looking on the big breaking ball, and that'll do it for the Martins in the ninth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. To the bottom of the ninth we go. 1-1 our score, St. Martin and Luxembourg. We're back in a minute.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
Shopping local means that your money stays and supports our small town communities. But have you ever thought about buying insurance locally? Grove Mutual Insurance Company in Meyer Grove is your local company for farm and home insurance. They are here to service their customers in their time of need, as well as supporting our local communities. Grove Mutual partners with Grinnell Mutual to offer highly competitive rates, along with amazing insurance coverage. Visit GroveMutual.com for a list of agents or stop in their office in Meyer Grove for a quote. Local, loyal, hardworking, just like you.
Bottom of the ninth inning, Scott Leeser will get his shot at Reed Funnenstein, Derek Orth, and Will Beckman, the 4-5-6 hitters for the Luxembourg Brewers.
Yeah, I mean, good part of the order here for an opportunity to win the game.
One run, three hits, and an error for the Martins. One run, three hits, and an error for Luxembourg. Couldn't get any more even than that as Funnenstein takes a strike from Scott Leeser and 0-1.
0-3 on the day for Reed. A lot of overs today.
Yep. Well, it's one strike. Funnenstein drives this to center field. Reeder underneath makes the catch for the out. A long ways away, Kirby. If you're looking 365, Reeder's probably a good 345 feet away.
Up there, too.
Yes, it was. Definitely caught a few mosquitoes on its way. Derek Orth to the plate. Derek so far tonight, 0-3. And the pitch a strike to Derek, 0-1. Ball's one strike. Orth taking a little bit high for a ball and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Leeser has the sign from Zach Moritz and the 1-1 on the way. This is pop foul and out of play. The count 1-2 to Derek. Ball and two strikes. Scott Leeser ready again. Here's his pitch. That's a little bit high to Derek up by his head. And the count 2 balls, 2 strikes. Well, Kirby and I, in about 12 and a half hours, we'll be over in Meyer Grove. We'll bring you our next ball game. Pitch just missing. A little bit low and outside, says the home plate umpire. The count full 3-2.
Close one right there.
3-2, Scott Leeser delivers, and Orth drills this up the middle, a solid base hit. Leeser got a glove out there, but that was ripped by him, and a one-out single for Orth.
Punched it right up the box as Orth picking up his first hit of the evening. He had a couple in the first game, 3 on the day total. One away, the batter will be Will Beckman.
Beckman on the night, base hit in his first at bat, has struck out twice against Ben Schrader. Now facing Scott Leeser for the first time tonight. Orth with his lead at first. And the pitch, a strike called, 0-1. Maltz, one strike. Ready in the mound, Leeser. And Scott delivers. A little bit low with that pitch in the count, 1 ball, 1 strike.
He works down very well, doesn't he? Keeps that ball low. Almost like he was compensated to throw a baseball at one point of his life, Randy.
1 ball, 1 strike. Orth dancing around, and now they got him picked. Derek Orth was going to go on contact, and Kyle Leeser is going to run down Derek Orth, and they pick off Orth at first base.
He tried the old man leave early right there. Thought he had Leeser's timing down. Give himself a free head start. And turns out he didn't. So he runs into an out and 2 away now.
Rule that a cat stealing on Derek Orth. 2 outs. And at the plate, Beckman with a count of 1 ball, 1 strike. There's that experience of Scott Leeser again, Kirby. He stepped off and they had him picked. Swing and a miss to Beckman and strike 2.
Almost seemed like Scott was baiting him into that, like holding a little longer. Maybe he'll go. And there he went. I'll pick him off and get a free out.
Ball and 2 strikes. Leeser's pitch and a swing and a miss. Beckman out on strikes. That ends the ninth inning for the Luxembourg Brewers. No runs, a hit, no errors, no one left on base. We've got 9 in our books here in El Rosa. A 1-1 ball game. We're back in a minute here on KASM.
Thermotech premium windows and doors have been framing your world since 1953 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose. Thermotech customer placement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30. And don't forget happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's pull tabs or e-tabs. Best of luck and come back and sing Schnitzelbank Richmond Royals from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond.